boy dead back there. I don't know what happened. I just don't know.
No doubt in your mind.
Oh, he's dead, all right. Never saw anybody so dead as that.
He's gonna kill everybody! We've gotta tell them!
Hello again, this is Brock. Once again, I'm here to tell you about our exciting Fall Donation Platinum Level series. Jamie Lee Curtis is returning to Halloween, her iconic role 40 years after she originated it, with a brand new Halloween movie that Stuart, I, and Arnie are going to be reviewing as part of the regular feed of Now Playing. And to tie into Jamie Lee's return, we're going to be looking at her early career. Jamie Lee Curtis, of course, has had one of the longest and most successful careers in Hollywood in recent memory, spanning four generations of fans who know her for all sorts of different kinds of roles. But it all started with Halloween, 1978 John Carpenter. Before she reinvented herself time and again, she made her first reputation as a scream queen, because after Halloween was released, she did three additional horror movies released in 1980, The Fog, Prom Night, and Terror Train. And Stuart, Arnie, and I will be reviewing all three of these movies as a thank you to our Platinum Level donors. I'll get into how you can become a Platinum Level donor in a minute, but first, here's a preview of our review of Terror Train.
Gone with the Wind. That is how they set out to make this. This was going to be the most epic slasher of all time. And indeed, for the era, it is the most expensive, the most lavishly funded at a budget of $2.7 million. No one had dared to throw that much money at the genre before. I mean, that price tag alone is more than the budget of Halloween, Friday the 13th, and Prom Night combined. This was going to be everything you ever wanted. Oscar-winning actors, the editor for Sam Peckinpah making his directorial debut, Stanley Kubrick's cinematographer, a handsome stage magician that was shooting new TV specials, the male lead of Best Picture nominee Breaking Away, and yes, the Scream Queen of 1980, Jamie Lee Curtis. How could it go wrong?
Can I get my money back for just buying the DVD?
The fact that there's not a sequel, the fact that you don't associate a Groucho Marx mask with horror.
I actually do, but that's for other reasons.
It's an early indicator anyway that maybe for all of their ambition, they missed the mark by actually a mile.
Yeah, you say Gone with the Wind. I've heard of Gone with the Wind. You told me we were doing Terror Train. I'm like, what the fuck is Terror Train? I am into horror. I have never heard of Terror Train. I've never seen it come up on television. It's never come up in conversation. Until Stuart put it on the list, I was like oblivious that it existed. And when you told me, I'm like, well, all right, I know what this is. It's going to be murder on not an Orient Express, but some express.
Yeah, it came out towards the end. It was October 3rd, 1980, when it finally hit theaters. It had a major studio behind it releasing it. Fox wanted in on the game.
Fox's only slasher film ever.
Why would they want to make the Gone with the Wind of the slasher genre? What would be the impetus for doing something like that?
Well, what I can tell you is that Hollywood producer Daniel Grodnick had a weekend of back-to-back viewings of Halloween and Silver Streak, which is a Richard Pryor, Gene Wilder comedy on a train.
Not a horror movie.
8-year-old me recommends it.
Yeah, I remember it being really good. Their best film together. Better than Stir Crazy.
I actually prefer See No Evil, Hear No Evil, but that's a different podcast retrospective.
Yeah, well, he thought, why not mash it up? He called up producer Sandy Howard, who was known for exploitation films like Angel and Avengers. Avenging Angel and the Sean Connery disaster movie Meteor. Like, he's not above slashers. And so he pitched it. They liked it. But the problem was Grodnick wasn't Canadian. And the way to get money again, we got to take it to Canada and get all these Canadians involved. And so he was just kind of relegated to executive producer, even though this is really his baby. And whatever originality there is to this thing, it all came from him. And he was the one that, again, thought that, you know, we can't make a great film out of a slasher. By its very design, slashers are kind of rote and silly. But if we throw talent at it, we can really impress. And that was what they went after. They wanted the best in all departments.
The thing that I liked is he was also a friend of John Carpenter's, and he had the respect of going to John Carpenter and saying, John, I want to make Halloween, but on a train. And he got Carpenter's blessing. So he's ripping off the horror master, with the Horror Master's complete approval.
And I want to point out, this is a real train. They didn't build this on some soundstage. They actually called some owner of a locomotive in Vermont and said, can you get it to Montreal? And they put it in a warehouse. They didn't go anywhere in it. It is more or less filmed on a soundstage, but it is an actual functional train. And that made it all kinds of challenging. The cinematographer said, I had to totally rewire this thing because, as you can imagine, tight spaces, you got to light it for a movie. It's why this movie is so dark, is that they just couldn't get lights in and hide them. But it was a technical challenge, and they spent every bit of that $2.7 million to do it.
They got nothing for all that work. I thought that this had to have been filmed on some soundstage. I wouldn't have cared if it was filmed on a soundstage. I love Trading Places. I've never questioned if they were on a real train at the end. So I would have rather had a well-lit movie that wasn't actually on a wheeled vehicle.
Yeah, I don't understand why you were filming on an actual train. You can't even tell. I mean, yes, it was kind of neat and authentic with the cabins and the bunk beds with the curtains and all that jazz. But Arnie's right. I mean, we've seen so many movies on trains. You can never tell. I was impressed when the two guys, the coal guys, were talking to the conductors fairly early in the movie, and everybody was shaking and moving around like they were in Star Trek when things go weird. I'm like, well, wow, look at them go. Like, they're really shaking. That's really kind of cool. Good for them for, like, putting it in sync. And now you're telling me it's because the damn train was actually moving, that they actually, when they shot that scene? That's amazing.
Well, they couldn't go far. Again, they're in a warehouse on the track. Sometimes, you know, it was moved a little, but sometimes they just had grips shaking it back and forth. But they were trying to go for something authentic. They didn't have a lot of time. The money was going to run out at the end of 1979. They had 30 days. They started in November. They ended right before New Year's Eve. And as you can imagine, Montreal at this time was very cold. If it looks like that snow is freezing, it's because these cast, they were in hell. It was absolutely freezing on this set, and they just had to rush through it in order to get it done, because otherwise the funding would be gone.
And in fact, I heard they ran slightly over, but somebody covered like half a mil.
But we're here for Jamie Lee Curtis. Obviously, this is the capper. Each film, I think, has told us something about what she learned. If The Fog was her reconnecting with the people that made her famous, and Prom Night was her stepping into her own and becoming a star, this was the film that made her decide, I don't need to do this anymore. She called herself, to other people, I'm the scream queen, but I'm actually the queen of crud. I'm making bad films, and this needs to be my last one. I need to find a way out of this genre, and so that's what this was going to be. She had already signed to do this while shooting Prom Night, before she had gone back and done those last-minute Fog reshoots. It was her biggest payday. She got $80,000 to do it. And she was put up in a nice hotel with David Copperfield and the drag performer Derek McKinnon, who plays the killer in this film. And she said, I was treated well, and I was working with really experienced Americans as well as Canadians. And that made this a much more pleasant shoot than Prom Night.
I'm sure we'll talk more about this at the end, but it should be said, after this, she still had one more round in the chamber for Halloween 2.
Yeah, there are two more films we will talk about in her Scream Queen tiara that were made in 81. I'll talk about those at the end. But as far as 1980 goes, this was her starting to prepare to say goodbye and pass that baton to someone new, maybe Miss Langenkamp.
So, Arnie, how about get us out of the station with a plot summary? Now, if you want to hear the rest of this conversation, go to nowplayingpodcast.com and click on the banner at the top of our homepage, where you can find all the information about how you can donate to Now Playing's Fall 2018 Winter 2019 donation drive. As you know, we have a new free show every week at nowplayingpodcast.com, but without our donation drives, we could not keep that going. We are backed only by donations from listeners like you, and as our thank you for your donations, we have bonus podcasts, and we have a variety of different levels of which you can donate to our show. If you donate $10 or more during our donation drive between September 10th, 2018 and March 31st, 2019, $10 or more is our silver level, and you get the Three Mothers series by Dario Argento. And included there are five shows: Suspiria from 1976, Inferno, The Mother of Tears, Phenomena, aka Creepers, and the remake of Suspiria from 2018. The gold level is at $30 or more, and you will get all of the silver level podcasts, plus 11 additional ones. The gold level is, get this, M. Night Shyamalan thrillers, going all the way from The Sixth Sense all the way to this January's Glass. Specifically, in the M. Night Shyamalan Thrillers series, you get the Academy Award-nominated The Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, Signs, The Village, Lady in the Water, The Happening, The Last Airbender, After Earth, The Visit, the surprise hit of last year, Split, and the follow-up, Glass. That's our gold level for $30 or more, plus the $5 for the silver level at 16 bonus podcasts. Which brings us to the platinum level that we're talking about today with our Jamie Lee Curtis Scream Queen of 1980 retrospective, or three movies. That's $40 or more, and you will get three additional movie reviews to the ones I just mentioned: The Fog, Prom Night, and Terror Train. And I'm going to be on these three podcasts, and I got to tell you, I'm so excited to be part of the Platinum series this year. But wait, there is more. Beyond Platinum, two additional levels this donation drive, Frosty and Lucky Clover. The Frosty level starts at $50 or more. You get 25 bonus podcasts total. You get all the ones in the silver, Dario Argento. You get all the ones in the gold, M. Night Shyamalan. You get all the ones in the platinum, the Jamie Lee Curtis. And at $50 or more, the Frosty level, we're making available out of our vault the Simon Pegg Nick Frost series once again. The now playing team reviewed Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End, Paul, Attack the Block, and we'll be adding on to that series with Slaughterhouse Rules. And now playing will be reviewing Slaughterhouse Rules when it's released sometime in 2019. The same idea with our Lucky Clover level. The Leprechaun series is coming back out of the Now Playing Vault. You can donate $60 or more, and you can hear our reviews of all the Leprechaun films. Leprechaun, Leprechaun 2, Leprechaun 3, Leprechaun 4, In Space, Leprechaun in the Hood, Leprechaun Back to the Hood, Leprechaun Origins, and Leprechaun Returns, the new Leprechaun movie that's coming out 2019. The Frosty level, you get a total of 25 bonus podcasts. If you go Lucky Clover, you'll get 33 bonus podcasts as our thank you. But as we've said before, any donation you're able to make, we are extremely grateful for, because we rely on you to keep our show going. You can donate through PayPal. We also have individual shows available through our Podbean site, or you can become a Now Playing patron on Podbean. These shows that we're talking about today, the Gold, Silver, Platinum, those are only available during our donation drive, but if you are Now Playing patron, there are exclusive podcasts that only patrons hear, like Lego Batman, The Warriors, Galaxy Quest. All of this information is available on our homepage at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate. I thank you again for your continued support and for listening to Now Playing. We'll be back next Tuesday with a full show for free on our regular feed. Talk to you soon. Your support helps keep Now Playing on the air.
Well, we're the brothers of Sigma Phi Omega, right? Brothers, remember? That means we're going to stick together. We're going to look out for each other. We're going to protect each other. Now get on a train!
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry, buddy. It got stuck in my...
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with, and this podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created the film analyzed herein. All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of their respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review, and no infringement is intended.
He says we ain't Amtrak, we're just a little old excursion train.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of and may not be used without the express written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Don't be shy. This is my first time too.
Now playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Before you go, you take a look at the bodies of some of your friends. Is it worth that, son? Well, is it worth it?